The frigid cold that moved in with this winter storm has taken the lives of two men in Caddo Parish. The Department of Health says the men died as a result of hypothermia. And as we all try to stay warm, State Fire Marshal Brian Adams is concerned about the increased risk of house fires. He says do not use your oven to warm your house. Make sure your fireplace is out before going to bed. And when using a space heater, keep it away from anything that can easily catch fire.
The blankets, the spreads, the sofas, and all of those things that may catch on fire because of those heaters. You want to also make sure when you go to bed at night, you turn those off and you cover up with several blankets to make sure that you stay warm.
LSU Health Climatologist Barry Kimes says expect frigid temperatures all day.
High temperatures today are only going to rise into the 30s across most of Louisiana. It might get near 40 near the coastline. That's pretty chilly for a high temperature in Louisiana. And tomorrow morning could be a tad colder than even this morning.
Think Louisiana sales taxes are steep?
Historically, Louisiana has not ranked well when we compare taxes.
And Janelle Fritz, a policy analyst with the Tax Foundation, says that rings true this year as Louisiana has the highest average combined state and local sales tax rate, which now tops 10%.
One of the things keeping Louisiana at the top is the fact that its 4.45% state rate did go back up to 5%.
Fritz, however, notes that Louisiana countered that by dropping the income tax rate to a flat 3%.
Louisiana actually has the lowest income tax rate in the South, if we're talking top rate, of the states that do have an income tax.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
And I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.